I am Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Night League hometown and baseball matchups tonight. Arena is on the road at Wisconsin Dells, Dodgeville at Reedsburg, Black Earth at Rio, Middleton at Poinette, and Monona McFarland travels to Cross Plains. Among tonight's games, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Blanchardville and Schulzburg Benton at Wyota. The hometown and baseball playoffs have been announced. Black Earth will play at Mazamani on Sunday, Cross Plains at Wisconsin Dells, and Reedsburg at Ashton. The Western section will get down to the last week of the regular season this weekend. The Muscadet and Argyle game has been moved to 1 o'clock on Saturday. Church League softball has announced its complete brackets for the upcoming tournament, which starts on Monday night. The top four teams will be in the A division, and the remaining seven will be in the B division. Monday night, B division action. It'll be the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, St. Mary's versus Church of the Nazarene. The KCs will umpire. At 8:15, Grace Community will play Knights of Columbus. Free Methodists will umpire. On the West Diamond, B Division action at 7. Richland Baptist Temple 3 plays Free Methodist. Grace will umpire, and Boscobel Assembly of God has the bye. The A Division action on Tuesday night at 7. The Mission will play Richland Baptist Temple 1. 5 points will umpire, and then at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays 5 points Lutheran. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. The West Diamond on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Boscobel Assembly of God plays the first round winner, and Free Methodist will umpire. The other two first round winners will play at 8:10 Tuesday night, and Boscobel will be doing the umpiring. The complete brackets are now available on the league's website. WIAA has announced its Sportsmanship Awards for the spring sports season in partnership with Rural Mutual Insurance Company. This has long been an award for teams that show exemplary effort on the field and in the stands. Fox Valley Lutheran in softball, Holman in girls soccer, Hudson in boys team tennis, and St. Croix Falls in baseball all received the awards of sportsmanship from the WIAA and Rural Mutual Insurance. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Giants catcher Daniel Susak broke a scoreless tie with a three-run home run, leading San Francisco to a 16-3 rout of the Brewers Wednesday. Rookie Thomas Pannone gave up the long ball in his first start of the season, taking the loss. Bryce Tarang knocked in two of Milwaukee's three runs. The Brewers are off today. They'll open a series against the Angels Friday, with Shane Drohan getting the starting assignment. The Cubs lost to St. Louis yesterday 3-2. Atlanta 1-0 over the Mets. San Diego 3 and Colorado 1. The Mets also winners in the early game final score of 3-2. Arizona 3-0 over Pittsburgh, and Miami beat Philadelphia 8-6. In the American League, Baltimore 10, Detroit 9. Tampa Bay 3-0 over Texas. Kansas City 4, Minnesota 0. The White Sox 6, Yankees 5. Houston 7-4 over the Angels. Boston 4, and the Athletics 2. Interleague action, Toronto 5-2 over Washington. Cleveland 6, Cincinnati 1, and the Dodgers 4-2 over Seattle. WNBA Atlanta 82-81 over Dallas, Phoenix 91, Golden State 89. The Marquette men's basketball team rolled past the University of Calgary Wednesday afternoon in an exhibition game. 20 points from Royce Parham led the way in a 102-49 win. Marquette has another exhibition scheduled for this evening. The Packers front office is working on a contract extension for tight end Tucker Kraft. Packers.com reports a deal could be finalized this week. Kraft is still rehabbing a knee injury he suffered last season. Green Bay opened training camp Wednesday. Before he was sidelined, Kraft was producing like one of the top tight ends in the NFL. More Packer news today. Jordan Love was asked if the Packers need to find a killer instinct late in games.
I don't think the killer instinct's the hard part. I think everybody's kind of got that. Everybody wants to win the game. We know what we're trying to do. We're trying to go out there to win the game. So that's not the issue. I think it's more just understanding the situation and making sure everybody knows. Like in some of those situations, am I trying to get out of bounds? Am I trying to get down to save as much time as possible, running the ball in? Like all those little critical coaching points that we talk about that it's hard to get as many reps on. So I think the killer instinct part, I think everybody's got that, and we're all trying to go out there and win the game, so that's the easy part.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur was asked if he was confident about winning the North.
Oh, absolutely. I told the team yesterday, this is as excited as I've ever been coaching this football team in my time here, and it's because of the people we have in the room. I mean, players, coaches, support staff, everybody. So we're just ready to go.
Brian Gundekunst talked about running back Josh Jacobs and his future.
Yeah, really nothing's changed. I mean, those things are obviously legal matters that are out of our hands. And so, but he'll be out there, and we look forward to him being out there. You know, he's obviously such a big, important part of our football team. So, and he's healthy, and I think he looks really good.
Day number two of Packer camp is today in Green Bay. And Badgers head coach Luke Fickell acknowledges that he is on the hot seat at the Big Ten Media Days. He talked about that yesterday. His football teams have lost 17 out of 27 conference games in his three seasons. Fickell had the backing of former athletic director Chris McIntosh, but McIntosh has left Madison for a position at Big Ten headquarters. If Wisconsin fires Fickell at the end of the season, he would be due a payout of more than $21 million. I am Phil Nee. That is an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.